Good morning, everybody.
Well, I want to introduce Mark Byrd. Most of us know him, but the purpose that he's coming is a couple of months ago, I did a couple of talks on the power of story, and each one of us has a story to tell, and sometimes in church, we do activities together, we come worship together, but we really don't really know each other, right? And so we're starting a ministry today called Fresh Start with an Open Heart, where we can have encourager groups and get to know each other's story. But also deeper in that is knowing God's story, because God has a story to tell through all of us and how the gospel has impacted us. So I'm going to open up with a prayer, pray for you this morning, and as Mark comes to tell his story may it impact us. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for Mark being willing to get up here and have the courage of being a witness and a light for you this morning. I pray for hearts and minds to be open. And I pray, Lord, that we can begin, of all the things I know we're going to take away from this, that we can begin to take away the reality that we all have a part to play in being light and salt in this dark world. And that there's no sideliners. But Lord, we're all called to be out in the game of life, sharing the good news of Christ. And Lord, as we go through the mountains and we go through the valleys, the ups, the downs, the goods, the bads, Lord, there's still a message of hope to be shared. And I pray as Mark shares his story, Lord, that your will be done above all things. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Okay, we on? Ooh, this is scary. Like you said, I had come to Jeff. I'm actually part of another ministry, and that place, it's called Higher Ground, and it's a lot of guys from around here. Well, actually, it's all over the state of Texas and New Mexico, but it's something I've been part of. It's something that it's near and dear to my heart, and like I said, he was talking about, you think you know somebody until you really have a sat down and have an intimate conversation with them, and that's what I've grown to know down there. Some of these guys, they get up and they pour their hearts out, and it's nothing greater than to watch it's not really great, but it's a great thing for God that you, to see a man get up and pour his heart out, and other guys come up and, you know, put their hands on him and pray with him and love him, and you know, it's just something that's very strong, and that's something that's near and dear to my heart. Like I say, we all have a story to tell, and it may be how you've connected with God and something to share. So that's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm not going to get too deep into my life story because we'd be here for a long time, and I don't think y'all want to sit here that long. So, that's what the ministry is about. I encourage you to come over, be part of it, you know, come over at 12 and have lunch with us and just hear what we've got to say and, you know, at least give it a try. I think you'll be blessed by it. And if you put your heart into it and open up to it, I know you'll be blessed. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, I'm going to get on. I've kind of got mine broke down a little bit, but to start with, my name is Mark Byrd. For some of you folks that don't know, we've actually been coming to church here. Wendy will be here. She's over there helping Amy a little bit. But right now, we've actually been coming to this church now 15, 16 years. We've been around here a long time. We've watched this church grow. We've watched it, I hate to say it, partially come down, but it's definitely on the rise back. And we're very proud to be a part of this. And, you know, I was always a part of just coming to church, sitting, getting what I could get out of it, and out the door I'd go. And we call that sitting and soaking. And truly, man, there was a part of me that was missing in this church, and it just broke my heart that to what I thought I should have been way more part of. Now, I did serve in some ministries and stuff like that, but as far as really get into this, I didn't do it, and I didn't understand why. So there was a part of me one day I started praying about this, and all along, you know, I asked God, I said, man, why ain't I a bigger part of this church? Why won't you open doors for me? Well, the problem was he was opening the doors and I refused to step in. I thought about it, and, you know, I thought, man, he's asking me to do this, he's asking me to do that, and I always found an excuse to turn about face and go the other way, because I tell you, you can probably hear my voice trembling right now, because this is not my comfort zone, but it's part of my prayers. I told God, if you open the door, I'll open up, and you open it, and I'll come in, and it, you know, it makes you feel uncomfortable, and I would like for everybody to do that. But a little bit about me, you know, I drive a truck for a living. I've been driving almost 35 years now. I can proudly say I've had two jobs in the last almost 40 years. I worked for Lance up there in Greenville pretty much until they shut down, and things just wasn't going good up there. And I went to work for Mohawk Carpet and Tile, and I've been with them almost 20 years now. So with that being said, I've got this sort of broke down into sections, and I apologize if I get lost in this a little bit, because I'm telling you, this is not my comfort level. I'll do the best I can. The way my testimony goes, it's, you know, what I just said, it's when I truly started praying about this, it was what the prayer means to me. And so we'll go with that. And so first of all, you know, what is the definition of prayer to you? It's nothing more than just a conversation between you and God. And what I suggest is, you know, quiet time. There's nothing better for me. And, you know, with my job, I get a lot of that. I get up early in the morning, man. It's nothing for me to be up and going at 1 a.m. in the morning. That's pretty much the norm, anywhere from 1 to 3 o'clock. But like I say, in Psalms 46, 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And that's a huge deal about, we're so distracted nowadays with everything we have going in life. You don't have that personal time until you take that personal time. You know, you don't really connect like you should. You know, I love to hunt and fish, and most people, they go to hunt fish just for the killing and the catching. And man, the older I get, I go for the peace and quiet. I could assume not take a gun or a fishing pole. I just assume just go be there. And in Luke 5:16, it says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." And that's just, like I say, it's part of leaving your distractions behind you. In Matthew 6:6 says, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you." And that's part of trusting that what he's telling you is true. You know, there's a lot of things we should take more time in praying in, you know, that just the sheer fact that we have a connection with God is just amazing to me, that we just need that time. And people don't take advantage of the quiet times and the lonely times and to do that. Then section two, it says, what should you expect from prayer? You know, having that connection, you know, at one time or another, I never had I never really expected much of nothing, to be honest with you. But when I truly started believing and truly accepted Christ into my heart, you know, then I started expecting a lot more. And so it says in Matthew 7:7, it says, "Asking it will be given to you, seeking you will find it, and knocking the door will be open for you." Like I say, man, I apologize. My mind's going in 15 different directions, and I can't get my thoughts together. But um, in John, 1 John 5:14, it says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that we'll, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And, you know, just the thought of being able to ask for something and truly believe it's going to happen. Like I say, there was a time in my life that I didn't expect really a whole lot. And the more I grew in Christ is when you could really see and serving in him. I'm going to tell you a little story. This is a picture of my father-in-law. He was actually, he's 91 years old at the time. Go back to that first one, Pam. You know, this was devastating to us. This was actually, we thought we lost him during this time. And it was actually on Jared's 18th birthday when this happened. We were planning on going to Billy Bob's. He wanted to go see Whiskey Meyer that night, so we had arranged everything. And I had gone to lay and take a nap, and he comes in and tells me that Pawpaw's been in an explosion. And I was like, holy moly. And but to actually have a 91-year-old man that was actually inside that when it exploded was pretty scary. They actually had to care flight him. And then just a couple of days later, you know, we had got together, and I started reaching out for people to pray for him. And what made me proud was one of the first things I got out of it was we went in there, and I was talking to my son, Jared. He was trying to explain to me what had happened, and we stopped what we was doing. We started actually praying for him. And, you know, it's one thing to have a relationship with God. But like I say, he was care flighted, and I think this was 2 days after he was leaving the VA hospital over there. And but to trust in prayer, to know something like that you can ask for things and actually get something out of it. But what made me proud at that moment was, you know, I had been asking God to, you know, let me be a good father to my son and to raise him right, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't do so well with my two daughters. I mean, I did okay, but I didn't raise them to be godly people. And I had made it a vow and prayed, man, please let me be a light for my son. And like I say, we got up to this, and we actually stopped what we were doing and we started praying for him. And and just to hear Jared's testimony about that, because there was just a lot of things happening, and this is something Pam and I just talked about a while ago, man. There's, you know, you can have something like this happen in your life, and it may be to not put you somewhere else. And like I say, with all the little things that had happened that day, we had plans to take Jared out, but he understood, and he actually told me, he said, Dad, he said, for some reason, he said, we're not supposed to be in Fort Worth tonight. And that just made me feel good about that. And that he knew in his heart. And, you know, like I say, that was another answered prayer for me, that he did get it. You know, like I say, he's always been a part of this church, and he's got to hear a lot of things like that. So that was a powerful moment in my life. And also, you know, in section three, you know, we call it the wow factor of actually having prayed for somebody like this, and to know, to actually see that, you know. And like I say, when I really accepted Christ in my heart, that I could see more and more. Every time I would pray, man, you could start seeing God answer it and putting his hands on situations, and that was just an amazing thing, you know. Jeff and Trista don't realize, I mean, they're here because of this church praying for somebody like them. You know, we went through a spell for a while without a regular pastor, and we was on a big hunt. And so to me, that you guys are answered prayers also. So anyway, you know, being where I am today, the answered prayer part of it is, you know, like I say, accepting God to trust and, you know, putting him in, putting you in places. Like I say, I used to be one that sit and soak, and when you started asking, you know, he started opening doors, and there's just a lot of things going for me right now that it would have never happened if I hadn't trusted and really accepted what I had prayed for, to realize God was giving it to me, and you just had to accept it. In Psalms 119:2 says, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek with a whole heart." You know, and there's times that we may not, you may actually pray and you may not see an answer to it. And most of the time, if, you know, not because you just because you pray about something don't mean you're going to receive something. It may be a different plan that God had for you. And this leads me into the part that, you know, it's difficult for me. And, you know, we, there's times in our life that, you know, I know with Rob and him going through what they're going through right now, that family, it's heartbreaking to see that. You know, in section 4, I've got where, are you in need of prayer? There's times in our life we go through some pretty traumatic situations, you know, with Joanna and her son, man, that, you know, right now that she's in dire need, and, you know, Rob's family's in dire need of our prayer. So don't be afraid to call them and reach out to them, because there's no greater feeling when you're going through a situation to actually to know somebody's lifting you up. Go ahead, Pam. This is my oldest girl. This is Marcy Jo, and she was my firstborn. Go ahead. You know, we had a pretty awesome bond, man. It was something, I guess you could never say, you could never replace your first kid. It's like, you know, the love you have for that child. And it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 18, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the God, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It also says in Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And that's so true, because she was killed 10 days before her 21st birthday in a car wreck up here in Greenville. I was actually in Okmulgee, Oklahoma, making some deliveries, and when I got the call, and, you know, man, I was having a great day. Weather was good. I had made my first stop in, I think I was in Shawnee, Oklahoma, went over here to this next store and got there, and, man, things was fine until I got that phone call. And, you know, the first thing you want to start doing is like, man, God, why me? And, you know, but if you trust in this scripture here, like it says, you know, man, through all things, life's not always perfect. And so anyway, I had got out of town, and I found me a place like a stop, and, you know, that's where you just lose it. But I had called into work and told them what had happened, that I was on my way home. And, you know, all of a sudden, I don't know who I talked to or who I told, but, man, I had people calling me, wanted to come and get me, that was lifting me up. People talking about they was praying for me. And, man, I could really feel that. And that was something special to me. And I don't know if I could have actually got through this without all the people that had been praying for me. Because, man, I tell you, you don't know. I'm sure there may be somebody in here that has experienced that. I don't know. But I tell you, there's no greater hurt in your heart when you lose a child like that. You know, still to this day, I have my good moments and bad moments. That's part of she loved to fish. We would always go out and do things, and every time I go out now, I do something that always reminds me of that. But it's, you know, it's like it says, blessed are the ones who mourn, for they will be comforted. And I know with God's strength and grace on me that I do get through that. So, but anyway, there's a lot more to my story. You know, guys, like I say, I apologize. I'm kind of brain dead right now because this is new to me. I'm way, way out of my comfort level right here. But this is something that God has put on my heart to share with y'all. Like I say, you don't really know a person until you know them. There's much more in my life that I could share with you, and I hope to get to over here in this new ministry that we're fixing to start. But I just ask that you give it a chance and let's share together and learn to love each other. Because like I say, you don't realize what you're missing until you really get to know a person. We got an amazing group of people that come to this church, and I think you'd be missing out if you don't experience it. So, but anyway, I thank y'all for giving me the minute. Like I say, I know it wasn't much to it. I wish that my brain could have been functioning a little bit better. But, you know, when you get up here and you get in front of all these people, you sort of get lost in your words. But I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all for listening.
I hope that you will come join us after second service over in the youth barn. And I appreciate you, brother, having the courage to get up here, because it's not as easy as it looks, is it?
No, it's not.
But it is a blessing to get to share with a lot of people that you know out there are pulling for you and praying for you, as you talked about. So with that, let's do closing prayer and tell Mark how much his sharing meant to you. Lord, thanks for today, and thank you for Mark again being willing to get up out of his comfort zone. And Lord, so many times we judge ourselves, and he may be judging himself, going, I missed this or forgot that. And you know how I do that every Sunday. But Lord, it's just about, it's not about perfection. It's just about a willingness to get up and rely on you. Your word says, trust in you with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. And God, help us to be vessels of that, both in our lives and on our lips, as we go forth from this day. We ask all this in your name. Amen.